Instagrams. Woo! Okay, now I don't know if they took their devices away from you when you came in, but if they didn't, I want you to Instagram right now to the assembly and tell them to pass this bill to as soon as we go back to Albany.
That's Democratic State Senator Ruth Hassel Thompson, whose district includes Mount Vernon in Westchester. She is a co-sponsor of the bill that passed the Senate. An assembly version with more than 100 sponsors awaits legislators when they return to Albany for the legislative session that begins in January. Students from more than 60 schools in Westchester, Putnam, and Rockland counties attended the multi-faith rally. Leader of the Senate's Independent Democratic Conference, Jeff Klein, addressed the crowd, which also included students from his area, the Bronx.
If we decide to have a bunch of buses, if we decide to have a trip in Albany, so you can come up to Albany, you can talk to your legislators, you can let them know how important this choice is, would you come?
He says the Education Investment Tax Credit bill is among his top priorities.
This is definitely one of my priorities. This is too important to let go. We need to give relief to people who are choking on private tuition bills. They need to have a choice. And if they make a choice to send their young person to Catholic school, to a yeshiva, they need some relief. And I think government has a duty to supply them.
The Education Investment Tax Credit bill would allow a dollar-for-dollar state tax credit for donations to public schools, school districts, and teacher-driven projects. The bill would also provide scholarships to help low- and middle-income students attend religious and other tuition-based schools. State Senator David Carlucci is an independent Democrat from Rockland County.
This is a smart approach. It's thinking outside the box to leverage private dollars to go towards both public schools and private schools. And that's what's important. We can't continue to fully rely on property taxpayers to fund the bill. And this is a smart way to say, hey, a donation towards our education system, whether it's towards public school or private school, is one that we need to value in New York State.
Helene Schoenbrunn is a White Plains resident who has put two of her kids through Westchester Day School in Mamaroneck, a private Jewish school. Her third child is in fifth grade there at a cost just shy of $20,000. She says the financial strain is great, especially for middle-class families.
In a sense, it's not even really a choice for many observant Jews. We really feel compelled, and it's something that's part of our, you know, that's something that we've always expected to do.
She says the cost of private school affects decisions about family planning.
As my husband likes to say, day school tuition is the best Jewish birth control. That's the sad joke.
For some of his district's public schools, Carlucci sees the bill as providing assistance without raising property taxes.
I know I've got many struggling school districts that I represent that are constantly trying to say, hey, we need another tool to help fight to make sure that we can save important programs. And that's why I think this will be tremendously important.
Supporters say the investment would help fund arts, music, and sports programs and reimburse teachers up to $100 for money spent on classroom supplies. Of the proposed up to $300 million in tax credits per year, at least one half would be set aside to increase donations to public schools and their teachers. The Invest in Education rally was co-sponsored by Catholic, Jewish, and Lutheran groups, including the Jewish Education Project, Lutheran Schools Association, and the Archdiocese of New York. Cardinal Timothy Dolan appeared on a big screen with a videotaped message.
I applaud your efforts, and I look forward to the day when we can celebrate a victory in Albany. Not a victory just for us personally, but for all our children and all of our families who so passionately want an even better education.
Supporters of the bill count among their critics the State Teachers Union, which they say has traditionally opposed helping children attend parochial schools through charitably funded scholarships using a state tax credit. Other state legislators who spoke at the rally included Senate Democratic leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins and Democratic Assembly members Gary Pretlow and Steve Otis. The Westchester rally followed one held in April in Buffalo. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.